追求信仰的方法之一啊，就是提出问题。
One of the ways to pursue our faith is to ask questions.
那我们传福音的方法之一啊，就是来回答问题。
And one of the ways to preach the gospel is to answer these questions.
那我们利用啊这个小时哈，我们来看一些啊比较常常有人问的问题哈，那提供一些回答的啊，做我们的参考。
And this afternoon, we're going to use this hour to answer some more commonly asked questions.
啊，早上我们有个问题还没有谈完。
In the morning, there was a question we didn't finish answering.
啊，就是大部分的宗教信仰对人都是好的，那为什么一定要啊信基督教
？And the question was, most religions are good for people, so why must one believe in Christianity?
啊，第一个我们谈到态度是不一样的。
First thing we mentioned was that the attitude is different.
啊，有些宗教对所拜的神呢、啊、是。认识得很不清楚，而且很不确定的。
There are some religions that don't completely understand or are not firm in the beliefs of their gods.
哦，所以对敬拜神啊，也不是很严肃的。
And as a result, they don't very strictly worship their gods.
哦，那第二个，我们来看目的的不一样。
And secondly, we're going to discuss how the motivation is purpose is different.
哦，很多的信仰它只是看重。今生
A lot of religions only look at the life today, this life.
哦，那基督教的信仰啊，更看重将来的永生。
But Christianity places more importance on everlasting life.
哦，那而且这一方面让我们有啊很详细的啊这种体验啊跟啊这个啊证据。
And in this way, we have even deeper experiences and proofs.
啊，那再来。所相信的对象其实是不一样的。
And next, the one that we worship is also different.
哦，很多的宗教信仰所崇拜的其实是受造之物。
A lot of religions, the ones that they worship are actually created by man.
哦，那常常是所拜的是那个迷惑人那种谬妄的灵。
And what they worship is often the spirits who confuse man.
哦，那基督教所敬拜的是这一位造物的主。
But Christianity worships the Creator.
哦，那再来从敬拜神的方法其实也是不一样的。
Next, the method of worship is also different.
哦，那当然最后的结局也是不一样的。
And lastly, the result is of course different.
哦，所以不是说大部分的信仰都是对人好的啊，所以呢。不一定要哪一个信仰。
And so we can't just say that religion is good for people, so it doesn't matter what religion you worship.
好，那再来啊，这个主耶稣已经成全立法了，那为什么我们还要守安息日
？The next question is, the Lord Jesus has already fulfilled the law, so why do we need to keep the Sabbath?
啊，尤其当我们跟基督教的朋友接触的时候，他们会啊发现说我们。主要的崇拜是在星期六。
Especially when we talk to other Christians, they'll begin to realize that the major day of worship is Saturday.
哦，那他们一定啊就会谈到为什么星期六呢？我们就会谈起这个安息日。
And of course, they'll start to ask us why do we worship on Saturday, and we'll begin to talk about Sabbath.
那啊，第一个啊，这个安息日本身它是超越这个律法。
Firstly, Sabbath itself transcends the law.
哦，在还没有律法之前。神已经定了安息日。
Before there was the law, the Lord had already established the Sabbath.
哦，那是在创世纪第二章啊，记载着。哦，那个是在那个时候根本还没有所谓的律法。
And this was recorded in Genesis chapter 2, and at that time there was no law.
哦，那再来什么所谓的成全律法指的是什么
？Next, what does it mean to fulfill the law?
哦，这个所谓成全就是。达到了目的，达到了目标。
To fulfill means to reach a goal.
哦，那这个啊，立法的目标是什么
？Or to fulfill a purpose. And what is the purpose of the law?
哦，立法的目标就是要让人得着圣洁。
It is to make men holy.
哦，让人在神面前是没有罪的，得赦免的。
And so that men could be sinless in the presence of God.
哦，所以有很多的条例在立法里头，很多的条例。啊，都说这样子，让我们在神面前是圣洁的。
And so, if you look at the law, a lot of requirements say that if we do this, then we will be holy in the sight of the Lord.
啊，那做了很多的献祭啊，目的就是为了要赎罪。
And the purpose of making so many sacrifices was to remit sins.
啊，那这些只是一个影子。
All of these are just a shadow.
啊，实质上是没有办法让人圣洁 或者是赦罪。
And in actuality, they cannot, just the action itself cannot cause remission of sins.
这主耶稣来了，他才让我们能够真的达到目标。
Only when the Lord Jesus came could we truly reach that goal.
所以主耶稣要死在十字架上。
And that is why the Lord Jesus had to die on the cross.
所以圣经说主耶稣将自己来当作祭物来献上。
The Bible says that the Lord Jesus came himself to be a living sacrifice.
那所以所谓承前立法，我们不用再去遵守的是那些条例。
And so when it says that the law was fulfilled, what we no longer need to observe is the rules and requirements.
那所以呢，立法里头的安息日同样包括了一些的条例。
So the Sabbath within the Mosaic Law also contains some rules and requirements.
比如说他们不能够做些什么事情。
For example, they weren't allowed to do certain things.
他们不能够走多远的路。
They couldn't walk a certain distance on the Sabbath.
那这些所谓的承前是指的承前的这些条例。
And so when the law was fulfilled, it meant that these requirements or rules were fulfilled.
那一个日子并没有被毁掉。
But the day of the Sabbath was not demolished.
整个圣经我们看不到说这个安息日这个日子被毁掉。
Throughout the whole Bible, you cannot see that the Sabbath was completely demolished.
也没有看到说用星期日来取代这个安息日。
And we also don't see that Sunday was used in place of Saturday as a day of worship.
那再来说洗礼它只是一个象征的动作来表达这个主耶稣赦免我们的罪。
Next question is that baptism is only a symbol to explain that the Lord has remissed our sins.
那为什么一定要很坚持洗礼的方法？
Why must we be so strict in the method of baptism?
第一个，圣经没有这样讲说洗礼是一个象征的动作。
First of all, the Bible does not say that the baptism is merely a symbol.
那圣经是很清楚的讲这个洗礼跟赦罪是有直接的关系。
The Bible clearly states instead that baptism and remission of sins are closely related.
我们请看使徒行传二十二章。
Let's look at Acts 22.
使徒行传二十二章十六节。
Acts 22:16.
十六节，现在你为什么单言呢？起来求告主的，求告他的名，受洗，洗去你的罪。
And now why are you waiting? Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord.
这里讲到求告主耶稣的名，受洗，洗去你的罪。
Here it says, calling on the name of the Lord, be baptized and wash away your sins.
所以洗礼它是直接跟这个赦罪有关系。
So baptism and being washed of our sins is related.
那到底洗礼有多少种？
And so how many different types of baptism are there?
照我们对基督教界的了解，我们知道有很多有许多种不同的洗礼的方式。
And based on our understanding of Christianity, there are many different methods of being baptized.
那圣经告诉我们的是什么？
But what does the Bible tell us?
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第五节。
Ephesians 4 verse 5.
第五节，一主一信一洗。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
这里讲到一洗，一种的洗礼。
One baptism, one type of baptism.
那种有赦罪功效的洗礼，依照圣经的洗礼。
One baptism that can remiss sins, that is according to the Bible.
那也有人知道我们是用灵言祷告。
And then there are some who know that we pray in tongues.
所以有人就说这个灵言讲灵言呢，这只是很多恩赐当中的一种。
So the next question is that speaking in tongues is just one of the gifts.
为什么一定要强调一定要说方言？
Why do we insist on having this gift?
是的，讲灵言这也是恩赐的一种。
It is true that speaking in tongues is one of the spiritual gifts.
因为这个不是我们去学来的。
This is not something that we learned.
也不是谁教我们的。
It is not something that someone taught us.
是神给我们的。
But it's something that the Lord gave to us.
照着他的应许，他给我们。
Based on His will, He gave it to us.
所以是的，是的，这是从神来的恩赐。
So true, it is a gift of God.
那这也是一个普遍性的，每一个人 可以领受，也应该领受的恩赐。
And this is also a gift that is universal, that each and every one of us can receive.
好、哦啊、而且是必须领受。
And that each and every one of us should receive.
我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
哦、当时有些人在问彼得，他们说、啊、我们应当怎么行。
At that time, there are some people asking Peter and the disciples, what should we do?、
哦、所以当然彼得所告诉他们的、啊、就是应当行的。
And so what Peter told them is what they had to do.、
哦、如果只是 option, 有没有都可以，就彼得就不用在这里讲。
If it was optional, then Peter wouldn't have to say it here.、
哦、那在这里彼得所讲的呢、啊、这个39节
Here in verse 39, Peter says,
因为这个应许、啊、是指的是、啊、圣灵的应，这个应许是要给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们的神所招来的。
For the promise, which is the promise of the Holy Spirit, is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call.、
哦、所以这个领受圣灵讲方言，这是要给所有的人。
So to receive the Holy Spirit and speak in spiritual tongues is a gift to be given to all.
那为什么我也常常强调说这个是必须要领受的？
And why is it that I emphasize that it is something that we need to receive?
就好像我们也常常强调必须要领受赦罪的洗礼。
Just as we often emphasize that we need to receive the baptism of remission of sins.
因为这个跟啊、将来的永生有关系。
Because it is absolutely related to our eternal life.、
哦、我们请看以弗所书第一章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章十三节。
Ephesians 1:13.
十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那能够叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
In him you also trusted us after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In him, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
那这个经节有两件事情要注意。
There are two things to pay attention to in this verse.
好，我们先讲说受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
First, we'll talk about being sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
哦，那为什么要有这个圣灵来做印记？
Why must we be sealed with the Holy Spirit?
哦，十四节的第一句话就是说，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
Because verse 14 says, this Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance.
哦，将来领受天国基业的凭据。
It is the guarantee of the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
哦，那十三节第二个事情我们要注意的就是，这里说啊，他们听见了、啊、这个道理、啊、他们信了，他们就受了所应许的圣灵。
The second thing to pay attention to is that in verse 13 it says you heard the word of truth and in whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise、哦、
如果看这一节好像觉得说他们听见道理，他们相信了，他们就好像就有圣灵了。
From reading this, it kind of seems like as the when they heard the word and they believed, then they received the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以我们必须要回到这个，哦，这个是以弗所。我们回到《使徒行传》十九章，哦，去看那个以弗所当时他们啊是怎么一回事。
But we need to return back to Acts chapter 19 and see how the Ephesians themselves received the Holy Spirit.
哦，那就会很清楚。
And then it becomes clear.
哦，那保罗跟他们谈到。
And Paul spoke to them of the gospel.
哦，然后为他们施洗。
And then he baptized them.
哦，然后跟他们一起祷告，按手在他们头上，他们领受圣灵。
And then he prayed with them, laid hands on them, and then the Holy Spirit came upon them.
哦，所以不是信了就有圣灵了。
So it wasn't that they believed and they received the Holy Spirit.、哦、
好，那很多的基督徒朋友。为什么一直强调说这个只是恩赐之一？
Now, why is it that so many Christians emphasize that speaking in tongues is merely one of the many spiritual gifts?
哦，不是每一个人都必须要去领受的。
And that not everyone needs to receive this gift.
哦，原来这个讲方言呢、啊，它有一种特别的，哦，特别的功用。
Because speaking in tongues actually has a very special purpose.
哦，在早上我们已经有讲过，一般来讲你是听不懂。
In the morning, we already spoke about how usually we cannot understand speaking in tongues.
哦，但是事实上，它是在讲说各样的奥秘。
And that it is actually uttering spiritual mysteries.
哦，那这些奥秘 很主要的是在造就人，
and,
造就自己。
And these mysteries are to edify oneself.
在特别的情况之下，他也可以去造就别人。
But in special situations, it can also edify others.
那听不懂怎么造就别人。
But if you can't understand, then how can you be edified?
所以在谈到这样的功用的时候，一定会接着说还方言。
And so when we talk about speaking in tongues in this aspect, then there must also be an interpretation of tongues.
所以可以用方言来传达信息，来造就人。
And so it is possible to use speaking in tongues to preach the good news.
那是在特殊的情况，也就是说，也一定会有人来还。
And this would be only in special situations, but if this were to happen, there would be an interpreter of tongues.
所以结论就是说，用方言来传达信息，这个就不一定是必须的。
And thus the conclusion is that to use spiritual tongues to preach the gospel is not necessary.
在当时有人甚至以为说这样子是灵性比较高。
At the time, there are people who believe that when they did this, that the spirituality was better.
那就是在哥林多的教会。
And this happened in the Church of Corinth.
所以并没有这个神感动他们用方言讲道，他们就站起来就用方言讲。
And so even when the Holy Spirit didn't move the people to speak in tongues to all, they just stood up and started speaking in tongues.
保罗怎么告诉他们？
And how did Paul respond to this?
保罗说，如果没有翻译的话，你就要安静。
Paul said that if there is not an interpreter, then keep silent.
因为你讲的人家听不懂，人家你也没有办法造就别人。
Because when you speak, no one understands, and thus no one is edified.
所以领受圣灵这个是必须的。
And so it is necessary for one to receive the Holy Spirit.
那用方言来讲道这个就不一定是必须的。
But to speak in tongues to preach is not necessary.
好，那再来，在其他的教会或者其他的信仰他们也常常有一些很美好的体验，这要怎么解释？
The next question is, in other churches or other religions, people also have very wonderful experiences. So how do we explain that?
所以我们在讲见证的时候，我们基督徒的朋友也会跟我们分享他们自己或者他教会里头的一些见证。
When we share with our other Christian friends our testimonies, they will also share with us their testimonies from their own church.
甚至其他的宗教他们常常也有所谓这些很奇特的事情发生在他们的信仰里头。
Even other religions might have very miraculous things that happen.
那这个分两方面来讲。
And so we can talk about this in two separate ways.
第一个，人如果遵守着那一个 universal 那个通常的那种原则的话，他也会得到应该有的结果。他也去遵守那个 universal principle 就是到处都可以适用的原则的话，他也可以得到同样的结果。
And the first way to explain this is that if men follow the same universal principle, then they can have the same result.
就是对神他诚心诚意。
Which is that they to the Lord God, they are reverent and true.
比如说有些人他走投无路了。
For example, there are some people who have nowhere to go.
他也不信，他真希望真的有一个神的存在。
And they really want to believe that there is a God who exists.
那这个神能够帮助他。
And that this God can help them.
所以他诚心诚意的求神来帮助他。
And so they, with their whole heart, they pray to the Lord to help them.
结果他真的体验到有一个超自然的力量帮助了他。
And then they experience that a supernatural power helps them.
因为他是诚心诚意的来祈求神。
Because with their whole heart they asked of the Lord.
但很多的基督徒朋友，我们基督徒朋友，他也相信耶稣是神。
A lot of our Christian friends also believe that the Lord Jesus is God.
在他需要的时候，他也是诚心诚意的，这样子的来祈求主耶稣。
And when they are in need, they also pray to the Lord God with their whole heart.
所以他也可以得到这个主耶稣的垂听跟怜悯。
And because of this, the Lord Jesus also has mercy on them and listens to them.
所以我们不否认 别人的体验。
So we cannot reject the experiences of others.
因为他也是真心、诚心诚意的、很迫切的来向神、向主耶稣祈求。
Because they have fervently with their whole heart asked of the Lord.
那另外一个层面。
And another aspect.
我们请看马太福音二十四章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章二十四节。
Matthew 24:24。
二十四节，因为假基督、假先知将要起来显大神迹、大奇事，倘若能行，连显明也就迷惑了。
For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect.
这种、很奇特，而觉得很有恩典的体验，它有时候。是来自于其他的灵。
Sometimes these supernatural experiences come from other spirits.
也因为这样子，所以就会迷惑很多的人。
And because of this, it will deceive many people.
这里讲说，甚至连显明也就迷惑了。
And it says here that even the elect may be deceived.
举一个例子。
For example.
曾经有一个我们教会的信徒他们家里头。没有预期的发生了一件事情。
One of our believers had something happen to them.
那只有他们家人知道，也没有太多人知道。
And only the people in their family knew what was going on. No one else knew.
那结果就他们邻居有一个人跟他们不是很熟的，就突然来拜访他们。
And they had a neighbor who wasn't super close to them, but came to visit them.
他说。你们家里发生的事情。
And she said something happens in your home.
那我可以来帮你们解决。
And I can help you solve it.
那他说他可以为他们做一些法术的事情，来他替你们解决掉这个难题。
So she said I can do some sort of witchcraft to help you get rid of this problem that happened in your household.
那我们的信徒说我们是基督徒我们不 practice 这种事情。
And then these our members said we are Christians and so we don't practice this kind of thing.
那这个人他说，我只是来帮助你们，我不是要叫你们改变你们的宗教。
And this person said, I'm only here to help you. I'm not telling you to change your religion.
我只是要帮助你们解决这个难题。
I'm just trying to help you solve your problem.
你还是信你的耶稣。
Just continues to worshiping your Jesus.
真的很厉害。
And she was very powerful.
她竟然知道你家里发生事情。
She knew that something happened in their household.
她竟然能够很肯定的，我能够帮助你们解决。
And she was very certain that she could help them solve their problem.
教会里头的传道也只能够安慰说大家为你们祷告，我们依靠神。
Even the church pastors could only say, "We'll pray for you. Rely on God."
这个传道也不敢打保证说一定可以为一定能够解决这个问题。
No pastor was willing to say, "I can help you solve your problem."
这个人竟然说我一定可以替你解决。
But this person said, "I am certain I can solve your problem."
你说对当事者这个问题越快解决越好，你是不是对他对的？对我们的信徒来讲，是不是那个引诱力很大
？So for that member, doesn't it seem like that kind of temptation was very strong, or that attraction was very strong for this problem to be solved immediately?
所以这里难怪这里说，这个倘若能行，连显明也就迷惑了。
And so here in 24 it says that even the elect may be deceived.
所以感谢神我所做的那个例子他们还是坚持，我们还是靠主耶稣。虽然我们还没有所谓明确的答案，但是我们谢谢你。
But thank God that this these church members they were still stood firm in their faith and said that thank you, but we will continue to rely on our Lord.
那当然有这样坚决的心神也没有也没有让他们羞愧，所以事情还是一个很圆满的解决。
And because they had this determination, God was not did not let them be put to shame, and so the result was still very beautiful for them.
所以主要就是要分辨一下。
And so the most important thing is to be able to discern.
那领受恩典不等于你也已经领受了真理。
Receiving blessings does that equal that receiving the truth.
哦，很多基督徒朋友就是说，你看嘛，我有这么多神的神迹跟这个恩典，哦，那所以他对我们跟他分享的这些真理呢，他就不会啊，不会看得很重。
A lot of Christians will say that, look at my life, I've received so many blessings and grace from God already. So they, when we preach to them, they aren't willing to accept.
啊，这个就很可惜。
And this is a pity.
啊，所以我们要把，啊，要，啊，让他们知道这个是不一样的。
So it's important to let them know that, these are two separate matters.
好，那我们再，啊，这个神就是爱哈，那但是为什么在我们现实的生活里头啊，充满着这么多不公平的事情
？The next question is, God is love, so why is life so unfair?
啊，遇到不公平的事情啊，就是，哈，啊，就没有了，哈，啊，就是没有得到人的爱。
When we face injustice, it's as if we have not received the love from people.
啊，那遇到不公平的事情就是受苦。
And when we face injustice, we suffer.
那神是爱，啊，神为什么让这些事情发生
？But God is love, so why does He let these things happen to us？
啊，神是爱，甚至为什么神将这个让这个事情发生在我身上
？God is love, so why does He let these things happen to me？
啊，那这个我们也是可以从两方面来做解释。
We can explain this in two separate ways。
哦，当我们在讲神的爱啊，我们通常用我们自己的定义来定义神的爱。
When we talk about God's love, we use our own our own standards to speak of God's love.
如果怎样的话，那就是这个神有爱。
If this happens, then God is love.
如果没有的话，那我就可以怀疑神的爱。
If it doesn't, then I can doubt God's love.
好，我们请看以弗所书的第三章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书三章十八节，三章十八节。
Ephesians 3:18.
十八节说，能够和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
18 may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height.
十九节便知道这爱是过于人所能够测度的啊，便叫神一切充满了你们。
19 to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
啊，这里讲到神。某一个层面的爱是已经超过了我们所能够测度的。
Here it tells us that the love of God is beyond anything we can comprehend.
哦，所以神的爱不是都是我们可以啊，可以明白、可以了解的。
And so it is possible we might not be able to comprehend all of God's love.
哦，我们所不明白的，不等于里头没有神的爱。
And just because we don't understand doesn't mean that.Within this, there is no love for God.
哦，只是因为我们是人，我们很有限制，所以我们才看不到、不明白神的爱。
But it is because we are human and we are limited that we cannot understand and see the love of God.
哦，所以这是第一个层面啊，哦，神的爱已经超过了我们所能够测度的。
So that is the first aspect or level that God's love transcends our understanding.
那。第二个，我们请看啊，《罗马书》第五章。
For the second aspect, let's look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
十二节，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
那另外一个哈，就是从这样让我们知道，这是一个充满着罪的一个啊一个世界。
From this we can know that this world is full of sin.
因为常常我们也啊对这个罪啊啊我们没有办法去接受。
Oftentimes it is difficult to accept this concept of sin.
但是看到实际的情形，我们必须承认是的。坠入了这个世界，这是一个充满罪的一个大环境。
But when we look at reality, we have to admit that sin, this world is full of sin.
所以不要怀疑神的罪，而是要去承认我们需要，啊，我们有罪， 我们需要神的拯救。
And so instead of doubting that sin exists, we should admit that yes, we have sin and we need salvation from the Lord.
那我们也要第三个，我们要知道最后的结局呀、啊，那个才是最重要的，那个才是真相。
And thirdly, we must understand that the end result is actually what is the most important, and that should be our major goal.
所以不要让我们的有限而来质疑神的无限。
So let us not use our limitations to box in this unlimited God.
那但是这个是我们人很容易有的一个啊一个软弱。
But this is a very easy weakness for man to have.
常常要用我们的有限来质疑神的无限。
A lot of times we want to use our own limitations to dictate God's unlimitedness, lack of limitations.
接下来，相信受洗就必得救。
Next, believe and be baptized, and you shall be saved.
这是就是马可福音十六章十六节，信而受洗的必然得救。
Which is stated in Mark 16:16, believe and be baptized, you will be saved.
那为什么一定要在真耶稣教会来信耶稣
？So why is it that we need to believe in Christ through the True Jesus Church?
我在其他的教会相信，在那边受洗，难道不得救吗
？Will I not be saved if I believe in Christ and I'm baptized in a different church?
这个受洗有很多的功用。
Baptism has many different works.
那其中的一个恩典啊，就是让我们进入主耶稣的身体。
And one of the graces of being baptized is to be able to be a part of the body of Christ.
那耶稣基督的身体只有一个。
There is only one body of Christ.
所以你受洗归入的身体是怎样的身体
？So when you're baptized and you are baptized into the body, what body is it?
我们请看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章，十三节。
12:13。
我们不羁是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都是从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，引于一位圣灵。
For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit.
圣灵的工作，我们从一位圣灵来受洗。成了一个身体。
By the work of the Spirit, and through this one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body.
上一堂课我们有讲到圣灵在我们洗礼的时候，他的这个权柄以及他的见证。
In our last class, we talked about the power of the Holy Spirit in baptism.
那受洗让我们进入耶稣的身体，成为身体的一部分。
And baptism allows us to be a part of the one body.
所以这个受洗。这是另外一个重点。
So baptism is another important point.
赦罪，而且呢，是成为一个身体。
Not only does it remiss our sins, but also allows us to be part of the body.
这就是为什么我们也强调必须要在真耶稣教会来信耶稣。
And this is why we emphasize believing in Christ in the True Jesus Church.
好，那再来有人会说慢一点再信耶稣。
Some may say, I'll believe in Jesus later.
因为我觉得信了耶稣之后，我会失去很多自由。
Because I think that once I believe in the Lord Jesus, I will lose a lot of freedom.
那其实早上我们有讲到什么才是真自由。
This morning we actually spoke about what is true freedom.
真理才能够让我们得到真自由。
Only the truth can set us free.
这个只有主耶稣才可以让我们得到真自由。
Only the Lord Jesus can give us true freedom.
表面上的自由是我高兴怎么做我就怎么做。
Surface level freedom is that I can do whatever I want to do.
我想要怎么做我就那么去做。
And whatever I want to do, I can do it.
其实在这个的背后常常是更大的捆绑。
But behind this a lot of times is greater bondage.
这个不是真自由。
This is not true freedom.
这个真的自由一定要在神的规范里头才会有真自由。
True freedom is within the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这样的人在强调的自由，我们要跟他说明那不是真自由。
So when people talk about this kind of freedom, we need to explain that this isn't true freedom.
那 反而是你更摆脱不掉的那种捆绑。
Instead, it is this kind of bondage that you are unable to get out of.
耶稣要让我们得到怎样的真自由？
What kind of true freedom will the Lord Jesus give us?
我们请看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章十二节。
Verse 12.
凡事我都可行，但不都有益。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件。我总不受他的辖制。
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. But all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
是的，你可以，好像可以去自由的去做不好的事情。
It's true that you are free to do bad things.
结果是伤害你自己，又伤害到别人。
And then in the end, you're hurt, and those around you are hurt.
我们不能够说这是真自由。
We can't say that that's true freedom.
那甚至让我们被辖制住的，那更不是自由。
And if this binds us, then that's even more so not true freedom.
所以凡事我都可行，但是呢，我们有那个自由去做选择。
All things are lawful for me, but we have the freedom to make that choice.
这个才是真自由。
That is true freedom.
这个是在信耶稣里头所要得着的自由。
And this is the freedom that we will receive when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
再请看第十章。
Let's look at chapter 10.
第十章二十三节。
Chapter 10, verse 23.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify.
你自由的去做一些伤害自己、伤害别人的事情。你一定没有平安，没有快乐。
When you freely do things that hurt yourself and hurt others, it's not going to bring you peace and it will not bring you happiness.
这种不能够让自己得平安，这个得喜乐的，怎么可以说是自由呢？
And so this kind of freedom that doesn't bring peace, does not bring joy, how can we say that's true freedom?
能够有真正的爱，那个才是真的自由。
To have that true love, that is true freedom.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
无论何人，不要求自己的益处。乃要求别人的益处。
Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being.
我们其实常常想要摆脱这种自私的捆绑。
A lot of times we want to be released from the bondage of selfishness.
没有主耶稣的话，我们只能够自由的去自私。
But without the Lord Jesus, we can only freely be selfish.
把自己关在自私的这个小房间里头。
And lock ourselves in this room of selfishness.
主耶稣才能够让我们。有真自由。
Only the Lord Jesus can give us true freedom.
让我们能够自由的摆脱这个自私能够在生活当中对更多人有爱。
So that we can be free of the selfishness and show love to more people.
并不是每一个基督徒都是好人。
Not every Christian is a good person.
那也有很多不是基督徒的他们却很好。
And there are many non-Christians who are very good people.
那为什么我一定要信耶稣？
So why should I believe in the Lord Jesus?
是的，我们不否认这样的事实。
We don't deny this truth.
这个做好事、做好人这是我们。人的本分。
Doing good deeds and being a good person is the responsibility of man.
那些没有好行为的基督徒是他们没有去尽他们的本分。
And those Christians who do not do these things are not fulfilling their responsibility.
我们必须要强调的是，这个做好事、做好人它不一定等于就是救恩。
But we must emphasize that doing good things and being a good person doesn't equate to being saved.
不能够用做好人等同于主耶稣所要赐给我们的救恩。
We cannot say that being a good person equates to the salvation that the Lord Jesus wants to give us.
做好人做好事，这个绝对是好的，是对的。
Being a good person and doing good deeds, that is of course a good thing to do.
但是你如果因为这样子来拒绝主耶稣的救恩，那么对你就是一个最大的亏损。
But if we, because of this, we deny the Lord Jesus Christ, then that is your greatest loss.
所以啊，这是哦，还有啊，我想我们啊，以后还有机会哈，我们还有几个问题，以后有机会我们再回答。
There are still a couple more questions, but I believe we'll have future opportunities to answer them.
啊，既然今天是一个特别的机会，我们也留下一段时间，我们特别来做祷告。
Because this is a special service, we want to save some extra time to make special prayer.
哦，我们求主耶稣继续带领帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help continue and to help and guide us.
哦，让我们能够啊明白他的救恩。
So that we can understand His truth.
哦，让我们已经领受救恩的，我们珍惜啊他的救恩。
So that those of us who have already received His gospel cherish it.
哦，我们也继续求神啊来带领祝福。我们宣道的工作。
Let us also ask the Lord God to continue to guide our evangelical work.
也求主耶稣帮助我们来建设我们个人的信仰，来建设整个教会。
We also ask the Lord Jesus to help us all establish our own personal faiths and also establish His church.
这些事情都是可以同时的来进行。
These can all happen and be started at the same time.
那我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, you can come to the front to pray.